This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendover. My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And joining us on the phone now is Wally Amos. And aloha, Wally. Thank you for spending time with us today.
Aloha, Michael. My pleasure. Let me ask you a question. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Oh, perfect, because I have the speakerphone on, because I'm literally in my bakery. I'm baking cookies, Michael. I had you listed as an appointment, but I just blanked out that I would also be baking cookies because it's on the phone and I can be anywhere, you know?
Well, I can actually hear and understand you, so we'll just keep on going. And for those listeners who don't understand the reference to baking cookies, Wally Amos is the famous Amos of that cookie brand. Now, Wally himself is not allowed to say that, but I'm under no such legal restriction. And the reason I wanted to bring Wally on the show is during these hard economic times, there are a lot of American entrepreneurs who think that they're going to improve their lives by inventing a new product, creating a new brand, something that's successful. And that's not always true, because if you're too successful, the money junkie predators will move on in. And what happened to Wally Amos is kind of a cautionary tale that you need to be very, very careful when you start dealing with those money junkies. And Wally, do you want to sort of give people kind of a quick rundown on what happened?
Well, what I'd like to say first is you got to be careful of yourself and your attitude, because it's not other people, money junkies or whatever you want to call them, they're not the ones that are going to bring you down. Business wounds usually are self-inflicted, because you kind of begin to create the attitude that you're God's greatest gift to the world and that you know what you're doing, and you get a little arrogant and you get a little forgetful that nothing can, the only thing you do by yourself is to fail. So people should really be aware of that. I tripped myself up. Nobody else. Did you hear that buzzer going off?
Yep, you're making your cookies. All right.
That's a really important buzzer. That tells me the cookies are ready. Anyway, so you have to be responsible. You have to be conscious of what you're doing. And you have to watch also who you're doing it with, because there are people, and there will be people who, if you let them, will take advantage of you. But I love Eleanor Roosevelt's quote from years ago, that no one can make you feel inferior without your permission. So we are all co-creators, Michael, in every experience that we have. So we must acknowledge our contribution to our downfall, whatever it may be.
Well, that's a very noble personal point of view, and I applaud the fact that you're avoiding the victim mindset. But there's also no question in my mind that you were taken advantage of when the opportunity presented itself. And it's one of the comments I make all the time, that this drive for greater profitability is weakening and undermining some of what we would consider the better characteristics of the American nature. It may have been legal but it was certainly unethical and unfair. I'd kind of like to transition along. I know you're really busy, and I'm not going to keep you for very, very long here, but one of the reasons I'm a great admirer of yours is your constant efforts to promote literacy and parents and children reading together and talking about things together. That's certainly a mode of family building that is actually discouraged in large part by our current corporate media.
Well, I got involved in giving back. First of all, even before I started Famous Amos, I knew that a big part of my life would be using my fame to support others in their efforts to live a decent life also. Because if all I was going to do was use it to make money selling cookies, first of all, how many times can an interviewer invite me to the show? Once or twice, maybe, but not, you know, three or four times. Because I wanted to, but I had to talk about more than just cookies because life is so multi-layered, and I wanted to talk about other issues. And I chose adult literacy and did that, Michael, from 1978 for maybe 30 years later. So segue from adult illiteracy to children's literacy. So how do you get rid of the problem of adult illiteracy? I said, well, you create generations of children who are able to read, who love reading, and the problem automatically goes away. So there you have it. You know, now I'm involved with children's literacy.
Okay, Wally, I'm going to cut in on you because now we're having trouble hearing you, and I'm going to let you go at the end of this segment so you can get back to your cookies. But one of the projects that Wally Amos did here in Hawaii is he opened some stores that were combination cookie stores and bookstores, and it was based on a couple of characters that Wally and his wife created called Chip and Cookie. That really just tried to encourage, you know, here's a chocolate chip cookie, and while you're here, let's read. And we understand that literacy is a major problem. We know the recent academic scores in the American education system show the United States in serious decline in these areas of education. And again, because the government has dropped the ball, certainly with Common Core, we have to take it upon ourselves to remind the young people how important it is to grab a book, especially those books that are considered banned for the public school system, and say, you need to read this. You need to read Thomas Paine. You need to read the classics of literature that were written during previous times of social upheaval and upset to sort of get the historical context of what you're living through right now. And I know the chip and cookie stores, unfortunately, in this tight economy did not fare well. But I remember, Wally, you did that wonderful commercial for literacy with Jorge Garcia from Lost, when they were out here filming, and you've just had this very obvious commitment, not just to talk about it, you put your money where your mouth is, to support literacy, increasing literacy, not just for adults, but children, to get parents and children to spend quality time together, reading to each other, talking about what you're reading, in order to reassert the role of the parent in the shaping of the child's view of the world, and I think that's an amazing thing. So, Wally, we've got 2 minutes. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners before we let you go?
Well, the whole key to reading aloud to kids is getting the parents or other adults reading to children, because you can read Thomas, before you read Thomas Paine or all the other, you know, important pieces of literature, you got to just know the basics, and you got to have a desire to read. So I want parents to read aloud to their children. I want adults to go to daycare centers, to volunteer in schools to read aloud to children. I want to create a literate society, a society of adults who can read and write. And I tell you, the best way to do that is to start reading very, very early to young children. So I encourage, please, folks, find a child, read to that child. Read to that child for at least 10 minutes a day. You'll change the life of that child, the family. You'll change the absolute world by reading aloud to kids.
All right. Well, Wally Amos, thank you for spending time with us today. And I didn't realize we were going to be in the middle of the cookie situation. I'm going to let you go here, and we'll put the website for your cookie company up on whatreallyhappened.com, and hopefully some people will order cookies for Christmas presents. So, Wally, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. And unfortunate scheduling conflict. Once the cookies are in the oven, you got to be watching them. And I've had the pleasure of having Wally bake cookies for me and my wife directly when we were working on the Chip and Cookie TV commercials a long time ago. But really, Wally is one of those rare people. He created himself a financial success. He got taken advantage of, but he has not allowed that to discourage him from continuing to do what he thinks is right. And this issue of literacy, it's very important. Our society, our personal electronic devices are going to an icon-based model, where actually being able to read is really becoming de-emphasized. The academic scores absolutely show that. We need to turn that around, and we need to remind everybody there are things to read other than those official government propaganda pieces being handed out by Common Core. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're going to let Wally go off and bake his cookies. And they are good cookies. It's the original recipe that he started Famous Amos with. And now that he's no longer in control of the corporation that markets the brand, I've noticed the cookies have gotten a lot smaller than when he started. I remember he had his storefront on Sunset in Hollywood. And used to stop by and get cookies back then. But I didn't actually meet him personally until I was here in Hawaii. And I encountered him in the course of charitable work that we were both doing. And, wow, there's Wally Amos. All righty, back to the news here. Apparently over at Ben Swan's channel, they're commenting on the fact that Barack Obama has now come out and said there is no IRS scandal. There is no IRS. It was made up by the media to say bad things about me. And he really has gone way past Richard Nixon in terms of his sheer paranoia, because the evidence of wrongdoing, of deliberate targeting of political dissidents and commentators by the IRS is overwhelming. It's overwhelming there. More from the carbon Nazis, they're moaning and groaning. This was on Fox News, how this hard winter storm is going to harm the holiday shopping. How dare that winter come in here and get in the way of that Christmas shopping season? That cannot be allowed to happen. Harumph, harumph, harumph. Oh, my goodness here. Over in Israel, there's been another shooting of a Palestinian child, 14-year-old, standing outside of his West Bank school. And apparently the Israeli sniper shot him in the back from a distance, was not under any kind of a direct threat. And that's something Israel tends to do. We're hearing in this country about, oh, mass shooters, guns are bad, guns are bad. And yet over in the occupied territories, they have Israeli snipers that just pick off people at random to maintain that terror, to try and encourage them to pack up and move someplace else so Israel can take over the land. And it's an horrific crime against humanity to shoot children for no reason at all, but it continues there. Another story coming out, a reminder that a lot of the pro-Israel commentary you see on the independent media, on the blogs, is bought and paid for propaganda. And there's another story over at beforeitsnews.com where Israel has put together a social media unit made up of Israeli university students and Israeli students here in the United States of America. And these students are being given full scholarships to go to college as long as in their off hours they sit on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube searching for articles critical of Israel and attacking them and attacking the people who post them. It's a sweet deal. It means they don't have to go down and work for pennies at places like at McDonald's. They don't have to have jobs to pay their way through college. They don't have to take these usurious school loans out. All they have to do is sit there and post pro-Israel propaganda, and their education's paid for. Sweet deal there. But it's a reminder, when you see somebody out there saying that Israel is great, Israel's a democracy, Israel's this, Israel's that, and attacking anybody criticizing Israel's policies in the occupied territories, or Gaza, or Israel's nuclear weapons, or the way Israel is subverting governments all throughout the West, it's not an honest grassroots opinion. It is bought and paid for propaganda. Now, we are seeing the ramping up again concern Iran might have a nuclear bomb someday. Iran is dangerous because they might have a nuclear bomb, and there's still no evidence Iran is doing anything along that lines. There are today 17,000 nuclear weapons in the world, including hundreds held by Israel itself, which still refuses to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty, still refuses IAEA inspections. They are clearly more of a threat to the world than Iran. Iran has not invaded or attacked another country in a war of aggression in over 200 years, which stands in stark contrast to Israel and the United States, which these days can't seem to go 6 months without bombing or killing or invading somebody or overthrowing their government. And if you want to talk about a nuclear threat in the world today, let's start with the one nation that actually has used nuclear weapons of mass destruction against the civilians of another country, and that, of course, is the United States. But the corporate media is out there selling the idea that the United States nukes aren't a problem, Israel's nukes aren't a problem, Iran is a problem because they might have a nuclear weapon somewhere down the road. And like I said before, we did the top of the hour here. We're now getting this story from Israel's defense minister that Iran is smuggling weapons and bomb materials into the United States along the drug smuggling routes from Mexico. Which tells us that, yes, Israel is considering a new false flag attack in the United States to be blamed on Iran. And when you hear that big bang and that blinding flash of light, or whatever it's going to be, you need to ask yourself and everybody around you, why would Iran have done something that stupid? Iran is getting what it wants through diplomacy, an easing of sanctions. They're retaining their rights under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which both Iran and the United States have signed and ratified, that says Iran is allowed nuclear power, medical isotopes, industrial applications of nuclear technology. They're allowed to have it. That is international law. Under Article 4 of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, the United States is obligated to help Iran build those peaceful applications of nuclear technology. So when we talk about violations of international law and failing to live up to international obligations, it's the United States that's guilty. First of all, for ignoring their obligations under Article 4 to go in and help build the power stations, which is a really good way to make sure it's not a clandestine bomb factory, by the way. And in using the threat of sanctions or military force to coerce Iran into surrendering its rights under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, it's the United States that's in violation of international law. Remember, under the USA Patriot Act, threat of force to coerce somebody to change their political views is an act of terrorism. So under the USA Patriot Act, the United States government is engaged in a campaign of terror against Iran. Surrender your rights under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, or we will sanction you, or we will bomb you. That is an act of terrorism under U.S. law. Abe Foxman is out there saying, yes, have new Iran sanctions. You're being too kind on them. Now, Iran has announced that if the United States passes new sanctions, it basically will be the end of the P5+1 deal, which the United States agreed to. And, of course, the United States and Israel would certainly love for the P5+1 deal to go away to clear the path for an invasion of Iran. But remember, the United States agreed to the P5+1 deal. If the U.S. passes new sanctions now, it is the U.S. that is, again, in violation of international law and international obligations. Abe Foxman over at the ADL is saying, oh, they're building bombs, they're building bombs. No, they're not. Actually, Iran just started manufacturing of their first commercial aircraft. They're building planes, they're building products, they're making things to sell and use. I'm sure Israel's going to say, oh, they can use that turboprop plane as a nuclear bomber. Really, you should bomb their aircraft factory right now. Just everything out of Israel's mouth is bomb Iran, bomb Iran. John McCain, Israel's voice in the Senate, bomb, 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 bomb Iran. He thought that was insanely funny. I don't think so. Israel has now gone out and saying that the Iran nuclear deal, the P5+1, is why they can't move forward with peace talks with the Palestinians. That's a bit of a stretch. That's a bit of a reach. Yes, because we have a deal, or there's a deal with Iran, which Israel isn't even a part of, that's why we can't continue along the path of peace with the Palestinians. There's no connection between the two, except in Israel's mind. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with a phone call after these few words.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. made with quality stainless steel. Our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a couple of phone calls here. Pat in the United Kingdom. Aloha, Pat. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yes. Hi, Mike. Great to hear you back on again. It's just funny, actually, before the break, I thought you were going to burst into a Beach Boys song, the way you went sort of bomb, 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 bomb around.
Yeah.
I was expecting Beach Boys there, just a bit of like entertainment, yeah. Well, it's just interesting. I just thought I'd mention there's a couple of things. First of all, I recently met my economics teacher, schoolmaster from school many years ago, and we were just chatting recently about, I was just saying, you know, that everything now is just rigged. All the markets and everything. And he didn't disagree with me. And then we sort of then went on to fractional reserve banking. And I was just telling him about how I'd worked in that sort of industry and never knew about it. And how it was a recent sort of revelation about how brand new money is created from nothing and whatever. And he said, oh, yes, you see, he taught economics at school, which we were doing for sort of our sort of A-level and everything, which is what you do when you sort of think of going to university. He said, oh, yes, economics used to have much more about banking in it, but it's all been taken out. And it's all just, this mysterious sort of, M money supply sort of thing. And when no one's ever taught where it came from and anything like that. It's all, and it just seems that this fractional reserve banking idea or scheme has just been for decades, until probably 5 or 10 years ago. It's been a closely guarded secret. No one, even bank managers, don't know about it. They don't properly understand it. They've heard about it, but they don't understand it. And they just look at their computer, I think, and it probably says, well, you're allowed to make X amount of loans this week, and that's it. They're not told where the money comes from or how it comes into being. It's a closely guarded secret, and it's all, I don't know what degree level at university, how much of it is taught, if I know it was to a certain amount, but certainly A-levels, it's all been taken out.
I'm not surprised about that at all, because I've talked to some people in the banking industry in the lower levels. They don't have a clue. I'm not surprised it was taken out of the curriculum at college, because college is now just training the future banking bookkeepers, and we don't need to muddle up their head with the concepts behind banking, because people look at it and they realize, this is a bit of a fraud that's going on there. And as people look around and realize how damaging this fraud has been to the United States, some people are having a crisis of conscience and going public with this stuff that's going on here. And it's a reminder that this private central bank that has arrogated control of the nation's money supply is not in business to take care of the nation or its people, but to take care of itself, to wrest the maximum profit away from the people whose labor creates the real wealth of this nation. And again, it goes back to that question that I need everybody out there asking right now when they talk about this huge government debt. Why is it there at all when this government is authorized by the Constitution to create and issue interest-free money? Why are they borrowing instantly created out of thin air currency at interest from a privately owned central bank and plunging the American people and future generations into this hopelessly unpayable debt, slavery? Why are they doing that?
And of course the debtor is always servant to the creditor or to the master, and over here there's been a campaign to reestablish the Bradbury pound. The Bradbury pound was a debt-free instrument sort of created by the government, and it was brought into being during World War One, but it met a lot of resistance. People just ignored it so far, because obviously the Bank of England creates the money, as you probably know. And interesting enough, I just thought I'd mention something else which obviously you know very well, but obviously I hear you talking quite a lot about it's the private owned central bank. Now, of course, what's happening at the moment is the central banks in America and other central banks are indeed creating huge amounts of money by money printing, etc. But as you know, we would do well to remember it's the whole system. And I was just thinking about it, if you imagine like a giant carousel with a diagram with the central bank in the middle, like, for example, over here, the Bank of England in the middle, and around it you've got this carousel of banks like Barclays, Santander, HSBC, Lloyds, TSB, RBS, HBOS, and all operating like a giant carousel. Take a loan for 10 grand from one, buy a car, the buyer, the seller then pays that check in at another branch, that branch or that bank then keeps back 10%, lends out 90%, again, another loan, that money then gets paid in, 10% kept back. So within no time, you've got something on, let's say, a 10% reserve ratio, something like $100,000 can be created from
created out
grand.
Of thin air and loaned on the right. basis of that original cash deposit. Yeah, it's a cascading system. There are several wonderful videos on it, like Money as Debt. If you have not seen that video, go over to YouTube and take a look at that. And it is. It is set up to simply suck wealth out of the nation and put it in the banker's pocket. Now, and again, this system of banking that we have under the Federal Reserve is the exact same system of banking we fought a revolution to be free of. If you go back and you read the writings of Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and the other founding fathers, they'll tell you that American Revolution, it wasn't about the Stamp Act and the tea tax and all the rest of it. It was about King George III's Currency Act that ordered the American colonies to conduct all commerce only using banknotes borrowed at interest from the Bank of England. It plunged the nation into poverty and massive unemployment, and that is what led to the anger of the American Revolution. And then 100 years ago, this December 23rd, a corrupted Congress and a corrupted president sold the American people back into that same form of debt bondage in exchange for campaign contributions. And that's the reason we're in the mess that we're in right now. Okay?
We hear about the Boston Tea Party and stuff like that, and tea and other things for the revolution. We're not given that main issue.
In 1913, when the Federal Reserve Act was passed, the public schools stopped teaching about King George III's Currency Act. Just like the modern economic classes aren't talking about fractional reserve banking and the other inner secrets of how this scam works. Anyway, listen, Pat, I got to let you go. We're running out of time on today's show, and I got a couple more phone calls to get to. We're going to switch over to Nosium in the Netherlands. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike, and nice that you are back on online.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to add to what you said about nuclear weapons. I don't know if anybody has seen the clip from Republican Duncan Hunter. It was on C-SPAN, and he was literally saying that when America or any other body should attack Iran, we should not put boots in Iran, but we should nuke them.
Yeah, that's very dangerous. They're out there saying. They're out there saying, you know, let's just nuke Iran and get it over with here. And President Obama went along with the P5+1 deal. And I think Obama is realizing that if this war goes any further, we're going to wind up at war with Russia and China, and we're probably going to lose. But the people who see their own personal fortunes improving with these wars, they're still pushing forward as hard as they can. We have a Congress that has gone completely rogue in their devotion to Israel's war agenda. They're defying the will of the president. They're certainly defying the will of the American people. And it's, again, if we wind up at war with Russia and China, there is no way it's not going to go nuclear, because the United States does not have the resources and the stockpiles to prevail in a conventional war against Russia and China. We've got these hideously expensive weapons that really don't work, and we're already financially and militarily exhausted, and this is so incredibly dangerous, and that's what's really sick. These money junkies are willing to risk incinerating the surface of planet Earth in the hope that they'll force the world to go back to Bretton Woods.
Yeah, and that's true. And I want to add another guy. It was an Israeli guy. I don't know where I read it, but I read it somewhere. And he said, a nuclear device will go off in America in 1 to 5 years. So in between 1 to 5 years. I don't know where I read it, but when you do a search, I think you can find it somewhere. But
I'll look for that. I'll look for that.
Yeah,
because
look for that. Look for that. It really. I saw it. I was like, okay. The deal was going on, you know, with the P5+1, and then all after that, after the deal was closed, then all those sort of threats came about. But the real threat that I want to talk about is all those from Western and also maybe America, I don't know where.
I'm going to have to hold you through the commercial break. Don't hang up. I'll come back to you, and we've got one other call after that before the top of the show. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Aloha, America. Pardon me. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Nosim in the Netherlands. You had one more quick comment you wanted to make.
Yeah, I wanted to say a real danger is all the jihadis, mostly from France and Germany and other European countries, that are now in Syria fighting the so-called revolution or are losing, and the danger is when they are losing and they are giving up and they are coming back to Europe. Mm-hmm. And maybe they are going to be programmed different, if you know what I mean. Then that is a danger for Europe itself. And
we have the same problem with our military going into these war zones in Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, and after they've been through that experience, they come back and they're damaged. It's not just jihadis that go through this. It's battle fatigue or whatever you want to call it. They're on prescription antidepressants. They get recruited by the police. It's a major problem for everybody. And I don't think people who are hired mercenaries into these combat zones are going to be any worse or better than any other conscripts that are coming back. It's a global problem for military personnel everywhere.
Politicians now, what I said like 4 or 5 months ago, I see politicians say the same thing now. So there is a realization that there is a problem. And when they get back and when they are opposed then to the West, because the Saud family, together also with Israelis, now the P5+1 deal has gone through, they are now like, okay, we're going to battle up and we're going to look for more other things. They even tried, I heard that the Saud family tried to, what was it, buying nuclear weapons from Pakistan? Something, yeah. I read. So I was like, okay, that is the game now. The game is totally changed now. It's 100, 300.
I would expect if the Saudis are buying nuclear weapons, they're probably buying them from Israel, since Israel already has a track record of selling clandestine nuclear weapons to other countries. Anyway, Nosium, I need to let you go. We're running out of time. I got one more phone call, and then I got a couple of stories I got to wrap up on. We're going to switch to Troy in Virginia. Aloha, Troy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. This is Troy, long-time listener, second-time caller. I want to go back to the original opening of your show today. We had global warming.
Yes.
Ever since, God bless Al Gore, and he invented the Internet, I have been watching the Weather Channel every morning and just taking mental notes. One of my last papers in school was about the solar max and the solar min.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The high record and the low record are almost always divisible by 11, and not exactly 11. It could be 12, 13, 14, because we're, you know, not that precise sun. But all of these, the coldest ever on record and the hottest on record, are almost always on 11-year divisibles. 22 years, 33 years, 44 years. And you know what? We happen to be in one of those cycles.
Well, we're in those cycles, and the interesting thing is we've only been able to study the sun scientifically with any accuracy for about 100 years, and we picked up on the 11-year sunspot cycle and the 22-year magnetic cycle, but there are indications that the sun probably has longer-term cycles that we're only just beginning to realize. And Russian scientists have come to the conclusion that the extreme lull in solar activity that we're seeing right now, because the sun is actually at its lowest level of activity since they started taking records, may be part of the same repeating cycle that gave us the Maunder minimum. But it is an axiom of the global warming cult that that big, huge ball of fusioning hydrogen up there in the sky really has nothing to do with hot and cold extremes here on planet Earth. And we know that's nonsense. We know that CERN has absolutely confirmed that during periods of low solar activity, more cosmic rays penetrate the lower atmosphere. It stimulates cloud formation. The more clouds you have, the more solar radiation is reflected back out into space instead of being absorbed by the surface. And, yeah, the sun is the dominant control of climate on Earth, but the carbon Nazis have to pretend it's not a factor so they can go back to that tiny fraction of 1% of carbon dioxide caused by humans and say, that's the problem, and you will atone by paying carbon taxes.
Exactly. And another point I'd like to bring up is, you alluded to it earlier about the 80-year drag. The planet always warms up in advance, and it does release carbon from the ocean, carbon dioxide. Plants use to get bigger and badder, and they start sucking it up. They produce more oxygen, and then there becomes a lull after they suck it up.
That's exactly right. It's the biological activity that's mediating that whole release. And again, Al Gore in his documentary An Inconvenient Truth, he reversed the cause-effect relationship to sell his carbon plan and kept saying that, you know, when the carbon goes up, the world gets warmer. And it's exactly the opposite. The ice core says first the planet warms, then you get the increase in carbon dioxide. But Al Gore reversed it so he could sell his whole carbon credit scam. And it made him rich. He ended his presidential campaign, almost flat broke. And now he's worth, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars that he's made off of this carbon trading scam that he had here in the U.S. and he's got all over Europe. He's just making himself rich with all this booga booga stuff. And again, we're getting a headline here right now. This winter storm is so severe. 5,500 airline flights have been canceled. It's paralyzing the entire eastern seaboard with all of this heavy snow and record-setting cold. And the carbon Nazis are out there saying, oh, well, cold weather's got nothing to do with the warming world. Of course it does. You know, climate is weather averaged over time. You can't have a warm climate and freezing cold weather. It doesn't work. They're trying to convince you that it does, but it really doesn't work. Troy, got to let you go. We're at the end of the show, and I got a couple of stories I really need to get to. Getting back over to the Middle East here, and this may be Hamid Karzai's flipping the bird at the United States on his way out of office, because Afghanistan has now agreed on a regional security pact with Iran, just like Iran already has with Syria. And we're seeing the Middle East starting to pull together around Iran, which is exactly what Israel did not want to have happen. They want to be the center of all political, economic flow in the Middle East. That's why Iraq was a threat to them. It's the real reason Iran is a threat. It's got nothing to do with nuclear weapons. It has to do with the fact that Iran has a vibrant economy. They've got products to sell to other countries. Israel doesn't. Israel's this giant cash sink all over the world. The United States is pouring money in there. Europe is pouring money in there. All this money goes into Israel, and very little of anything useful comes back out. And that kind of an economy can't compete with an economy that's got oil to sell, manufactured goods to sell, peaceful nuclear technologies to sell, medical isotopes, things like that. And that's really what it's all about, crushing down economic competition and destroying it. And that's really what's going on over there. All right. Now then, a quick reminder, class, your homework assignment is to go around to everybody you know, your social network, your email, and ask that question. Why, if the Constitution allows the U.S. government to create and issue an interest-free public currency, has the federal government gone to a private central bank to borrow that instantly created currency at interest for the last 100 years, thereby plunging the American people and future generations into hopelessly unpayable debt? That has to be the question on every American's lips right now. Corporate media will never ask that question. Government will never answer that question. And we need to get that out there. And finally, before we hit the magic music, a reminder, RBN is having their end-of-the-year fundraiser. If you pledge $100 or more, you get a Republic Broadcasting T-shirt, a Republic Broadcasting mug. The phone number, again, to pledge a donation, because we need your support. We don't just ask this stuff for the fun of it. 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. And again, we do not take money from the government. We do not get money from large pharmaceutical or military-industrial corporations. We don't get money from the purveyors of genetically modified organisms. We rely on you, the American people. That is why we are your public American radio network. It's why we have the freedom to tell you what you need to know to make good choices. So one more time, that number is 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. We're going to be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network, same time, same place. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay angry, stay skeptical, stay informed, make good choices. Have the rest of the pleasant day, and aloha, America.
financial